Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast press release. The Dutch authorities' collusion with the dregs of the Jews remains engraved in the Ummah's memory. Global media outlets have reported the actions of a group of Jewish agitators during and after a football match, engaging in provocations against Muslims concerning the central issue of the Muslim Ummah, the issue of Palestine. These actions triggered natural reactions from Muslims of various nationalities and from honorable Dutch citizens themselves. However, what stands out is the Dutch authorities' silence regarding the provocations by these agitators, followed by their security forces confronting demonstrators opposing these provocations and arresting many of them. In the context of reactions, certain disgraceful stances are worth noting, starting with the statement by Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, who condemned what he described as, quote, anti-Semitic attacks, end quote. Similarly, the U.S. ambassador to the Jewish entity denounced what he refers to as, quote-unquote, horrific attacks against Jews, conveniently ignoring that it was they who initiated provocations and acts of violence. Equally appalling were the remarks by the American Special Envoy for Monitoring and Combating Anti-Semitism, who expressed alarm at what she described as attacks that occurred in Amsterdam. The President of the European Commission also voiced outrage at what she called the quote-unquote despicable attacks targeting Jews in Amsterdam. Charles Michel, the President of the European Council, reiterated his commitment to combating anti-Semitism as he claimed. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock labeled the scenes from Amsterdam as, quote, horrific and deeply shameful for Europe, end quote. French President Emmanuel Macron, in turn, used the occasion to recall the darkest moments of history, referring to what he called violence against Jewish football fans. All of these, on any occasion or none, affirmed their hostility towards Islam and Muslims. They unjustly side with the criminal aggressors who have seized at the blessed land of Palestine, conveniently ignoring or deliberately overlooking the crimes of the Jews in Palestine and beyond. Crimes committed against children, women, and the elderly. Their monstrous entity was built upon the skulls of Muslims, beginning with the Nakba of 1948 and continuing through their most recent atrocities in Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Yemen, and Iran. While we commend the positions of many honorable and free individuals in Europe who have stood against the recent crimes of the Jewish entity in Gaza and the provocations of the Jewish agitators, our message is directed at the governments and authorities in Europe and beyond, particularly those who supported the agitations of the Jewish scum, sided with the Jewish entity in its usurpation of Muslim lands, and contributed to the creation of that entity. To all those nations that have aided its killing and crimes, we say, all these atrocities remain etched in the memory of the Islamic Ummah and will never be forgotten. These nations will have no credibility or covenant with the Ummah when the forthcoming Khilafah, established soon by Allah's permission, removes the Jewish entity from existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ash-Shu'ara, Verse 227. And those who have wronged are going to know what kind of return they will be returned. Written by the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.